And having looked at your future map of North America, it is pretty scary, Gordon, that you do indeed have New Orleans underwater. Tell me a little bit about this tragedy and what this signals for all of us.
Now, this is another ramping up of Earth changes. Earth changes have been unfolding pretty much since the 70s, but it became more noticeable here in the past decade. And what we're seeing is that the magnitude of events are more significant than ever, and the frequency. The number of named storms this year, for example, is very high. The ocean temperatures are high. The whole planet is going through some kind of a metamorphosis, I believe, where we're moving faster and faster. And I kind of equate it to a train that's pulled out of a station, and the train gets going very slow until it gets enough momentum going. And when it does, it goes faster and faster. And this is kind of the way that I visualize the Earth. The Earth is kind of like a washing machine that's not quite balanced, and eventually it will just continue to shake. And so what we're seeing now is the big event that's going on the planet that I see is temperatures, global temperatures. And we can debate whether it's global warming or some other factor.
Or a combination of both.
Or a combination of both, which is what I feel is exactly what's happening.
Gordon, you just said something very interesting about the planet itself. It seems to be going through major changes. I've always believed that Earth was alive, just like any other organism on this planet and things in this universe. But it does seem to be changing itself, and I don't know why. Have you thought about that?
Quite a bit. It's I've been living with these events and these visions for 25 years. So while there's been some consistency in what I see, now the visions really haven't changed as far as what the snapshot looks like of the Earth in the future. But what I'm seeing now is the timeline seems to be getting closer, where 25 years ago it seemed like it was a long ways away, and now we seem to be, the train has pulled out of the station. And the fact that you believe, as I do and many others, that the Earth is sentient, I don't think it's a hard thing to grasp at all. If you spend any time with nature or just study the human body and what the makeup of the human body is, you see the parallels within the Earth. Everything that's in our body, every mineral, everything that we see is a mirror of the Earth. So, we're from the Earth, and we're very closely connected to the Earth through consciousness and through an actual physical connection. So we are going through changes just as the Earth is going through changes. Usually changes happen very slowly. It's Earth changes from a geophysical point of view is millions of years. Yet we know in recorded history that there have been time periods where things happen very quickly, and we can see it in the record if we study core samples, and if we look at other things, we'll see that everything was fine for thousands and tens of thousands of years, and then all of a sudden there was an ice age, or all of a sudden there's volcanic ash throughout the planet. And when that happened, the Earth went through a change, and so did its people. And we are going through a similar change right now ourselves.
Now, this map you have, the future map of North America, where you say that a lot of these Earth changes may occur by the year 2012, were you surprised that New Orleans would get inundated this fast? And it appears they're going to dry it out. I'm not so sure they're going to rebuild it. Probably will. But were you surprised that it happened now? Because this map is more permanent anyway, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is. I actually thought it was going to happen a year ago. When I saw the vision of it, I saw snapshot pictures of New Orleans underwater, and then the next pictures I saw was at night, and there was lights across I'm looking at the south from kind of like 100 miles or so at night, and I could see lights everywhere, but I could not see lights in a good portions of Louisiana and in areas of not specifically New Orleans, but I could tell that there was no lights going on. So, I didn't know if that meant it happened at night, but I felt it was coming up fairly quickly. And as a futurist, we tend to see trends. We don't necessarily get an exact hour and minute, and many times we're off. We're off on times and dates. But they, given time, they usually do occur. And so a window is usually assigned to an event. And the window I saw was within a year, and it's been over a year now since that vision. So it doesn't surprise me that it would happen. Every major scientist who studied the area, or anybody logically who looked at the area, would see that someday it was going to happen.
Gord, I want to get through some of these trends with you, and then as soon as we can, get into this map and then the 2012 date, which is something that always fascinates me. And, of course, the polar shift, which is occurring now, you believe, I think, could have a major detrimental effect on just everything that's happening. The city of New Orleans, do you see that being rebuilt?
I see a major effort, far beyond the kind of rebuilding that went on with anything we've done before. So I do see resources put into it. There's going to be a long time period before anything begins. There'll be all kinds of studies and blame going back and forth for a while. But eventually they will embark on a program, and they will try to take into consideration things like wetlands and how we can minimize such an event occurring before. So the money will be there, and it will move in that direction. My biggest fear is that another event is going to come into the Gulf this year or next, probably this year.
And way before they have time to do anything then.
Correct. That's my fear.
That could be the fatal blow, because these levees, even though they get patched up, they've got to be completely rebuilt, I think. And instead of some of them are 14 to 23 feet high, I think they've got to be closer to 30 or 40 feet high.
You know, it's going to require major engineering. There's an economic reason for the rebuilding. You know, we handle a tremendous amount of transport throughout the Mississippi and throughout Louisiana. So, you know, there's economic interest to keep all these lines open and keep it moving. But it's another stage where we think we can control nature. We think we have the technology and the ways to do it. And eventually, you know, nature will always surprise us.
There's another hurricane out there in the Atlantic. It's 457 miles from Bermuda, but it's called Hurricane Maria. And I just heard recently, just a few minutes ago, there's another tropical storm out there that's after her. They have no idea if it's going to develop into a hurricane. We still have at least 1.5 months left of the normal hurricane season. This is not a normal season. It doesn't necessarily end the end of October. Like, it doesn't look at a calendar and say, hey, that's it. We're not going to be hurricanes anymore. What's causing this to be one of the worst years on record for tropical storms and hurricanes?
I equate it to temperature. The temperature in the Gulf was extremely high. You know, it was 90 degrees. That warm air coming off the ocean just fuels weather changes. The whole planet, you know, is cooking up. You know, things that I've been sharing for a long time is that, you know, I believe a pole shift has already occurred, meaning that the core of the Earth moves at a different rate of rotation than the outer crust moves,